Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Kel Cook Presents Crunch Time. I'm Chris McPherson. My special guest is running back Chris Polk. And Chris, yes, you are allowed to eat the chips during the course of the interview. So feel free. Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy whatsoever. So is it true, Chris, that your mom is the one who taught you to play the game of football?
Yes, she did. Like, you know, come down to the fundamentals, of course, my coaches did, but...
She was the one who first got you into the
physical aspect, how to run with it, really just, you know, just impose your will on someone. I learned that from my mom, you know, and a very unusual source. So
when did you realize that, you know, you really couldn't mess around with your mom in that aspect anymore?
She taught me how to run with the ball, how to hold the ball, especially tackling, and, you know, how to take hits and just keep driving, just keep my legs moving, so...
So, Chris, there's a lot of legends, a lot of urban myths that are out there. Did you really score the first time you touched the ball in Pee Wee football?
Yeah. I remember, like, it was yesterday. Because, you know, going before, like, my first practice, I was just, you know, nervous. Like, oh, Mom, what if I'm not good, they don't want me. Like, oh, just go out there, Chris, do what you do at home. I'm like, okay. So, you know, I grab the ball, I can just hear my mom, run! So, I just took off, and no one couldn't catch me. So, yeah.
So, Chris, you're one of the most prolific runners in the University of Washington history. How disappointed were you when you were not selected in a draft a couple years back?
It was a humbling experience. It definitely was tough. You know, coming in, you think you're going to go real high. Then, you know, it's just, you know, it was just a tough time. You know, even to this day, you know, the draft, and it just haunts me. That was the worst 3 days of my life. But, you know, looking back at it, I wouldn't change that for the world because it made me, you know, who I am today, you know, made me want it, made me not take things for granted, and, you know, just really made me appreciate, you know, and really see how really blessed I was.
So how would you describe that free agency process following the draft when Deuce Staley calls you and is trying to recruit you to come to Philadelphia, when I'm sure you had pretty much every team in the league saying, Chris Polk's still available, we want him on our team,
It was pretty hectic, you know, my phone was ringing off the hook, and I just kept, you know, talking to coaches, but... You know, what really stuck out with me with the Eagles and Deuce, I really felt at home. You know, I just didn't talk to Deuce. I talked to, you know, at the time, Coach Reed, talked to Marty, Deuce. I really felt at home because, you know, funny story, I actually, before they called me, I was signed with the Redskins. Said I was going to be a Redskin. Yeah. So.
And then, so what did they say to convince you? Because you probably had.
I just felt at home. You know, it's just, I really felt like they really wanted me, like, genuinely, like, truly, you know, cared about me. You know, wanted me to come here. So, you know, I just got that sense from them, and, you know, it's been history since.
I would say you made the right choice, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Great organization, great people, great coach. It's just, you know, I don't want to be anywhere else.
So you made the team in 2012. 2013, first touch of your NFL career comes in Denver. Happened to score a touchdown.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I guess they say history repeats itself. So, you know, that was just really interesting. You know, it's just... You know, it's just, that was a great day. I wish we would have got the win.
Of course.
So, but, you know, it's kind of bittersweet.
Earlier this season, you returned to kickoff for a touchdown against Washington. Washington, of course, the team you almost signed with, fittingly there. What is the art of the kickoff return? What does it take to be able to get one to the house?
First off, it's just an attitude. You just got to run in there full speed, you know, set up your blockers, and, you know, you just got to be determined not to let anyone stop you from, you know, getting that touchdown. So, you know, I see kickoff returns as an extended handoff. So as soon as I get the ball, I just see it as a run play and just, you know, make stuff happen.
So you score a touchdown. You wanted to run to the tunnel. You did run to a la Bo Jackson.
Yeah, I couldn't. That play was funny because I was so tired and, you know, I couldn't slow down because my hamstring was still tight. So, yeah, that was a long run.
Did Chip Kelly give you a hard time about that?
No, he didn't. You know, we laughed about it. He's just like, good job. Make sure, because I actually threw the ball. You know, before it got kind of close to where I kind of threw the ball. I could have threw the ball before I crossed the end zone, so it just reminded me of that. But, you know, he was real happy for me.
Now, he's been on our Kelly Strayer segment and actually said next time he would want you to turn around and thank the guys instead of running all the way to the tunnel.
So he
gave you a little hard time.
Celebrate with your teammates. He's right. Yeah.
So, last question. You almost went to Oregon.
I did.
Instead of Washington.
I did.
So what's it like playing for Chip Kelly since you didn't have that experience in college?
You know, it's a great feeling because, you know, me and that, we never got to beat them and playing against them, but I was real cool with Kenyon Barner and LaMichael James and Anthony Thomas. And, you know, just seeing what they did, you know, the defenses and what they expected of their running backs, you know, this offense is a running back dream. You know, it's just whether you're running, catching, you know, blocking, running routes. Like, this is, the running backs are the focal points of the offense. So, you know, it's great.
Chris Polk, our special guest on this week's edition of Lay's Kel Cook Presents Crunch Time. Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Lay's kettle-cooked jalapeno potato chips are kettle-cooked in small batches and are combined with the fiery wallop of real jalapenos to give you that extra crunch and mouth-watering flavor.